The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Non-English podcasts are growing fast, according to Art19's Chad Hollowed, posting a set of graphs on Twitter. In April, May, and June this year, there were more non-English podcasts launched than English ones. This overturns a lot of assumptions about industry trends, he says. Campaign has taken a closer look at Omnicom's $20 million advertising deal with Spotify. We'll link to that today from our show notes and our newsletter. There are 52 radio stations in Savannah in Georgia. Tom Webster wonders what would happen if there were only three, and wonders what that might mean for podcasting. And Linus Sebastian, a popular YouTube reviewer, has been entirely synthesized for a review video. YouTube hosts aren't all out of work yet, though. The final product still required two actors, weeks of work, a lot of technology, and still doesn't sound or look quite human. Weekends always mean opinion, so we link to these from our show notes and our newsletter today. The externalized nature of the podcasting revenue model causes inefficiency for all stakeholders. That's according to strategy consultant Paul Hanker, writing in The Startup, highlighting how things are changing in the podcast business and predicting just three main players for podcasting in the future. TechDirt says we shouldn't call Michelle Obama and Joe Rogan's proprietary exclusive audio from Spotify a podcast. The least we can do is stop confusing the closed, exclusive, gatekeepered system with the open, inclusive ecosystem, they say. For the record, PodNews calls them shows, not podcasts. Meanwhile, The Motley Fool has highlighted why podcasts change the game for Spotify, in their view. 9to5Mac notes that Castro's inbox and queue feature is game-changing functionality for heavy podcast users. And Google Podcasts is kind of half the way there. They offer the same inbox-like view, but they don't allow you to swipe episodes away. Not yet, anyway. We've submitted feedback, perhaps you should too. And a columnist in Irish newspaper The Journal notes that there is no measurement for podcasts in Ireland, saying that verifiable listenership information is long overdue. In podcast news, the Ramsey Network have launched Ramsey Call of the Day, a new short-form podcast, a quick daily dose of advice on life and money delivered in under 10 minutes. Launched today, a podcast from Wired magazine. It's called Get Wired. It's hosted by Lauren Good. Also launched today, The Podcaster's Guide to a Visible Voice, a new show helping you be more confident to share your authentic voice, says host and voice coach Mary Chan. Award-winning podcast Other Men Need Help is back for its third season. The focus this time is friendship between men. And it's more complicated than that. Wave Audio, the Paris-based studio of Thomas Baumgartner, has released C'est plus compliqué que ça, a podcast to debunk false historical evidence and easy headlines. And it's in French, by the way, in case you had no idea what that accent was supposed to be. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.